The 9 Years Podcast.
So, John, I remember very much when you signed. I remember we played away at Tunbridge, and there was a rumour going around that we'd signed the centre forward, but he was playing against us.
Yeah.
Had you heard that? And also, I'm guessing then that the centre halves of Wimbledon have been probably been told not to whack you at any point.
Yeah. It was a weird night that, because I hadn't signed. I was just planning to sign after the match, and I remember Luke Gerrard just joking with me the whole game, because that's what he does. But and I think Terry Brown warned a few of them not to overdo it with the tackles with me. But I think I scored, didn't I? And Jason Goodliffe got the ump and did put me up in the air a couple of times after that.
Was that a weird scenario? Sort of, obviously, non-league is very difficult to keep rumours as, you know, as sort of secret. Was that a weird sort of feeling? Were you excited the fact of joining Wimbledon and probably not trying to make sure you got injured or anything like that?
It was very weird, because I loved it down Tunbridge. I did well down there, and when that manager left, Tony Dolby, he rang me up. He was the first one to tell me that Wimbledon was interested, and that he said I should go, and I trusted him a lot. And from that moment on, I just couldn't wait to join. It still took 2 or 3 weeks to go through from that phone call.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I had a meeting with Terry after the game, and he was majorly stressed because you just drew when you shouldn't have, and I was asking for more money than he was offering, so.
Was Terry trying to be tight?
He was, yes.
Danny, just to bring it back to you, we sort of saying about things and how, you know, sometimes things are meant to be and you're taking a fifth penalty and that's what happens at Manchester and things like that.
Yeah.
You obviously then join Gillingham, but do you think it's sometimes certain things are written in the stars? You actually then 2 seasons later went on to win League Two with Gillingham, clinching the championship in a game against us. It's funny how these things sort of come to.
Yes, it was that day was probably, it was a bit guttering. Like, I was thinking, oh God, like, we've got Wimbledon today to go and win the league. It couldn't have come at a worse time. I was hoping it had been done a week before.
Yeah.
But it's one of them things, and it was obviously nice for me to obviously get a winner's medal, League Two winner's medal. Mm-hmm. It was great for me, and but it was good because Wimbledon stayed up as well. So at the end of it, it was a good day.
Yeah, everyone was a winner at the end of that day.
It's a great day overall.
And to be fair, you're probably one of the only players that we've actually faced an ex-Wimbledon player is not where you got any grief. So I think it sort of showed you sort of how you were regarded at Wimbledon as well.
Yeah, I think the first time I actually come back to King's Meadow, I've got a lot of grief, I thought, from behind a goal from him. And I was just a bit like, really? But that's football. I understand that. But then, obviously, the last couple of times after that, they was brilliant with me. So I just think it was, I understand, like, obviously, scoring that winning penalty, and obviously I didn't expect Gillingham to come in for me. So it was always a dream for me, like, growing up watching this club since I was 5 years old. And for a club to come in and been my dream, that was it. It was just something I've always wanted to do, and I just wanted to fulfil my dreams, really.